That's what you would have heard in the 1930s if there was a fire in Petersburg. It's a hand crank siren that sits on the dash of this 1928 Model A Ford fire truck. If that didn't get your attention, there's also this golden bell that hangs behind the seat.
So when somebody was driving this truck, there would be another person at least in the front seat operating this bell by hand, and that siren.
Jack Slatt is not a firefighter, but he is an expert mechanic, and he's volunteered his skills to overhaul this Model A for Petersburg's fire department. It all started with Slatt observing a number of parades in downtown Petersburg. The Model A was in the parade, but...
It ran really rough. It did not sound good. It popped and backfired, and it had no muffler. Anyway, long and short of it is I volunteered my time and what was going to be just a good complete tune-up and maybe minor overhaul turned into a major overhaul.
Now Slatt stands next to the vehicle, housed in its own room at the Scow Bay Fire Hall, just outside of town. The truck's hood is raised from the side, showing off a shiny green motor, which Slatt completely rebuilt. This fire truck is the oldest vehicle in the fire department's fleet.
As you can see, it had no cab. This was an open cab. So if it was raining cats and dogs, the firemen were probably already suited up in their gear anyway. So a little.
During the day, Slatt is the chief engineer for the state's ferry Malaspina. But on nights and weekends, he can often be found here tinkering with tools. In the next room over from the Model A is this other antique fire truck, a 1936 International.
This truck has a one-piece siren and a beacon up on the front. That's a pretty interesting unit. You see that?
Uh-huh. It has a big red light. Mm-hmm. It looks...
And it's a siren as well. So for 1936, 37, I think that was pretty advanced. Pretty impressive.
The Model A took more than a year to rebuild, but things are moving a lot slower with this truck.
I think I pulled the engine out of this a good 2 years ago.
While it was easy to get parts for the Model A, the 1936 International is a different story. Slatt says they only made this type of engine for about 3 years.
I went on a wild goose chase to try and find pistons because two of them were damaged so bad there was no way that we were going to use them. I found six brand new Zollner truck pistons in a warehouse in Michigan. Standard size for that engine. So this whole thing's been a big adventure.
Slatt tried some online forums on this vehicle, but he says the people participating were mostly hobbyists who knew little about real mechanics. So he decided to go it alone and teach himself by using...
two really old service manuals.
That's right. Very old books detailing the inner workings of this 1936 vehicle. Slatt was then able to find specific parts throughout the country. It's a process that he's found quite interesting.
You know, there's something very unusual about this International that I find fascinating. It's the ignition system.
Apparently, there are two kinds, a spark ignition and one called a magneto.
So that means if you're running down the road to a fire and your ignition's cuts out, which could happen with these old points distributors, you'd still have a backup and you'd make the fire. How cool is that?
Now, how much more work do you want to put into this one?
Do I want to put into it? Well, I've got a lot of other stuff to do, but I'm kind of committed.
Slatt would like to have the International done by the 4th of July parade. That means getting the motor and transmission back in and the wheels back on. The local fire department has recognized his volunteer efforts by naming him an honorary member. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.